The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This guy doesn't even have a name yet. You know what? You can have my name. Kissmas Protection Program, you get my name today. We're going to call you Daniel. So Daniel wrote in, and then no, this is not me. I can't think of no other name but my own right now. Sue me. Actually, please don't, because it's my name. But no, Daniel wrote in, a.k.a. Daniel, and said, am I the jerk for being mad my girlfriend's family doesn't want me over for Christmas?
Yikes, Danny boy.
Daniel says, so this year, my long-term girlfriend's family decided to do a cabin trip for the holidays, which is something new they decided to try after last year and years prior. There's going to be 15 people or so going to a huge cabin for Christmas and New Year's. Literally, so many people will be there. And I imagined I would be invited, but I'm not. Their reason being that there was already too many people going and that I would force them to pay more for additional people, which I said I would happily cover the bill for, but they said, no, thank you. Now, my girlfriend got upset because we've been dating for over 2 years and I've gone to the last two Christmases and holidays with no issue. Now, I did get upset and said to them over Thanksgiving that this made me feel horrible, that I was being left out and that I didn't like the situation. But I was made to feel like I was blowing the situation out of proportion. But here's where I get mad. Two of her best friends were invited to come along on the trip by her family. And now I really feel left out in the cold. I've considered still showing up, but that would really be awkward. My girlfriend said that she would bail on the trip, but that would make her family hate me when I didn't know we had any issues. I thought they liked me. Now, I don't personally mind if they don't want me there, but I've never done anything to any of them other than maybe be a little bit awkward sometimes, I guess. I'm upset that they dropped this on my girlfriend out of nowhere. Now, my girlfriend doesn't want to lose them as family, but they've put her in such a weird place. Am I missing something here? Am I the jerk for being very mad and openly expressing it? Daniel. Oh, Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy. Wow. Wow. I mean, where do we go from here, dog? I guess we try to break it down a little bit. So Daniel and his girlfriend have been together for 2 years. He's gone to the last two family Christmases, holidays, no issues, whatever. Now this year, they've decided to do something new, start a new tradition, if you will. They're going to a cabin. Yay, cabin trip. Probably going to be there the week. Well, no, they are going to be there the week. So between Christmas and New Year. So they're going to be there for at least a week, right? And you're not invited, but her two best friends are. You know what I think it sounds like? I think it sounds like they're not trying to edge you out, you know, get you out of the picture, but maybe they feel like you guys have been spending a lot of time together and your relationship is really solid and you guys can afford to spend a little time away from each other and you don't have to always be together. And maybe this one's about bringing back the family and the roots. And sorry to say, Daniel, you ain't a part of them roots. Now, does that make you the jerk for being upset? Maybe. Yeah. I mean, if they can give you a sound reason as to why two of her best friends are invited and not you, bro, because that's where it gets weird for me. I agree. Them inviting friends, it's like, oh, we don't want you to be bored when you're here with family, so we invited two of your friends. Unless two of her friends are also friends with, like, a sister or a cousin or, you know, how people grow up together and, you know, family has the same friends. My wife and her family, they got some of the same friends. Not all of them, but I could see how one or two people would get invited to an event that my wife considered friends that my wife didn't invite. I can see it. I can see it. But does that make you the jerk for being upset? Man, I can see where you openly expressing it, saying something. Maybe you said it the wrong way and offended some people. I do think maybe there's something that we're missing here, but I don't know if you're the jerk. I don't know if you're not the jerk. I genuinely don't think I want to answer today, man. This one's hairy. This one's hairy because either way, somebody's going to be hurt. Somebody's going to feel some type of way. Those best friends that are going to be on that trip are hopefully going to be, you know, taking care of the homie. But the reality is she does want you there. Otherwise, oh, snap, maybe she doesn't want you there. Because she, no. Let me not think negatively because she did say she would leave. She wouldn't go. She'd bail on the trip. But I think she's doing that to appease to you. I'm sorry to say it. Honestly, I'm stuck. I'm on the fence with this one. I could see you being the jerk because of saying something. And yeah, you just let the family be family and it's their tradition and you can't impose yourself on anybody. But the fact that you've been at the last two Christmases is like, dog, why don't they want you there? That is a little awkward. 414-533-1037. We need to help Daniel out. I mean, we got to decide his fate today. He doesn't really need help. He just needs to decide whether he is or isn't the jerk. He doesn't get to do that. I don't get to do that. You get to do that. Calls and texts next. 414-533-1037. Is Daniel the jerk for being upset that he's not invited to his girlfriend's Christmas? We're going to talk to you next.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, for Daniel wrote in. Daniel wrote in. Christmas Protection Program, excuse me. blanked on any other name, so I gave him my own name. Daniel wrote in and said, am I the jerk for being upset that I'm not invited for my girlfriend's Christmas? Am I the jerk for being mad my family doesn't want me over for the holidays? Said him and his long-term girlfriend have been together for over 2 years. He's gone to the last 2 years for his girlfriend's family holidays. But this year they're doing something different. They're going on a cabin trip. 15-plus people are going, including his girlfriend's two best friends, excluding him. He's mad. His girlfriend's mad. He doesn't know what to do, but he's mad, and he told the family that he's mad. Is he the jerk, though, for being mad that he's not invited on the family trip? I mean, you technically not family, my boy. And you guys have only been dating for 2 years. Those best friends have probably been there a lifetime. They know the family. The family knows them. They're invited for a reason. You're not. I don't know. Ah! I don't want to say you the jerk. I don't want to not say, you know, I quite frankly, don't want to answer, so I'm not. I'm going to just get to the lines and let y'all decide. Colleen in Milwaukee, good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, turn the radio down a little bit. Listen to the phone. But let's talk. Let's politic. What do you think? Is Daniel the jerk for being mad that his girlfriend's family doesn't want him over for the holidays?
I'm going to say jerk for sure.
Jerk for sure, too. Why?
Okay, DZ. I'm getting overprotective, jealous boyfriend vibes with this story.
Okay.
And I feel like she might have reached out to her family and just been like, you know what? I need time away. Like, let's make it seem like he can't come.
And I'll pretend to be mad, but my girls are coming, so I'm really going to be okay.
Yes. I mean, I've been in a relationship like that before where I had to reach out to my family and just be like, hey, can you get me away for a little bit?
Yeah.
And I'm just getting vibes like that with this.
And Daniel has no clue, writing into Am I the Jerk going, my girlfriend's mad too. She said she won't go. She said she'd stay with, but she's gassing.
I feel like she needs time away, and I feel like she's just, I don't know. She's playing along, but this is the vibe I'm getting. I could be wrong.
Right. No, 100%. You're going, oh, I'm inspired by this because, I might have had some similar things happen in my life, needed a little bit of time away, didn't know how to do it, and the family helped me out. But the reality is, it could really be the case. That really could be it, and I missed that, went over my head completely.
It's just the vibe I'm getting. I don't know.
No, listen, when you get that vibe, you got to trust those vibes. I wasn't getting that vibe. As soon as you said it, though, I went, I feel like
it's a jealous, overprotective boyfriend thing, and she's just like, you know what, I need a week away.
Controlling, wants to be always around, always wants to be doing stuff together, and this was her way to kind of take a break, if you will.
Yep.
And that's why the friends are invited and not him.
Yep, she needs a friend's trip.
Ooh, Colleen, I think you just started something and you might have triggered somebody else too. I don't even know, but I can't disagree. You kick it off, say, jerk, man, let it go.
Yep, let it go. Let her have time away.
Say less. Ooh, I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Have a great day.
Yep. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Murphy Chrysler. Bye. Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. Kicked it off. Said jerkity jerk jerk. Now, we start off with one. And then we go immediately into a fireball, man. One of the OGs called 5 days in a row. Very hard to do, but they did it. Got their own theme song. Destiny, familia. Good morning. Hello?
Man, did you blow off the dust?
Man, I almost hung up on you because you were taking so long to answer the dang phone. Put us on mute.
Oh, did you blow off the dust on my theme song, though?
It took me a second to find it. That's what it was. I had to dig it out of the garbage. Had to dig it out of the garbage, bro. Man, it took you so long. No. Nah. Good morning. Am I the jerk?
Morning. Buenos días.
Buenos días, huepa. Go ahead. I mean, we started off, Colleen said jerk. Do you think Daniel is or isn't the jerk for being mad that his girlfriend's family doesn't want him for Christmas?
Man, I'm going to be mad, too. We've been together 2 years, but what if he had plans to propose or something?
Oh.
You get what I'm saying? What if he had, like, this bomb present he was waiting to give to her in front of the family and everybody, and now you just ruined it for the poor man?
I mean,
you could have been honest and said if you needed time away, like, you know, babe, let's just do our own thing this year for Christmas.
Right. Well, one, Colleen brought up a good point. Like, if she felt like she needed time away, if she feels like he might be the controlling type, like, I get that, but you should be able to have that conversation. People just don't.
Yeah. I'm gonna be mad too. Let Lala go on the dang holiday thing with, and then her friends get to go, and I can't go.
And I can't. I'm salty. No, I'm salty.
Oh, it's a wrap.
If it was me,
I'm throwing the biggest house party ever in life.
And I'm not cleaning after.
Right. And I'm having everybody's kids come over too, and leaving dirty diapers around.
Guaranteed.
Right. For her to come back and clean it.
Well, maybe not all that. Maybe okay. Now we getting aggressive. Maybe not all that.
Okay.
But,
too much.
Yeah. Too much. Too far. Now we for sure the jerks. But no, you're saying not the jerk. You'd be mad too, honestly. I might be a little upset if it was my scenario.
I'm in my chest for him. Like, damn, bro, you look forward to being with your, you know, loved ones, baby mama's mailman, best friend dog's owner on the holiday sometimes. Shout out to my mailman, Jordan. You the best, Jay.
Shout out, Jordan. Dog, get out of here. You already answered, said not the jerk, be mad. Y'all been together long. Who knows what he was planning, and the family just threw a wrench in all that.
Give my phone number, man. He come kick it with me. I'll get a couple drinks for him. We'll be all right.
We'll take care of Daniel. Don't worry.
Let's go.
All right, Destiny. Appreciate your call. We
all
split.
Right, take a good
love,
one.
Man. You too. Peace, fam. Ooh, 50-50. I didn't know it was going to be like this today, and I didn't know you was going to be the tiebreaker. Tijuana and Milwaukee. Buenos dias. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you are the tiebreaker. We're split. Colleen said yes to jerk for being mad. Destiny said not the jerk for being mad. Do you think Daniel is or isn't the jerk for being mad? His girlfriend's family doesn't want him over for the holidays.
Okay, so listen, this is how I put it. He's not the jerk because I feel like maybe the friends or the mothers them are the jerks because of the simple fact. What if there is a longtime friend that the mama is trying to hook her up with and trying to break up that relationship?
Ooh.
What if it's like, it's more to the story
They're
that
plotting.
The girl is actually telling?
kind of like what you were saying with, well, kind of what Colleen was saying, but in the opposite direction. Who do we know is in the vicinity of her earshot that's maybe chirping, saying, hey, you know, this guy, you guys have been together. What's he doing? You know, maybe you guys are.
Right. And then, you know, like, what if it's one of the mama friend's son that mm-hmm. they grew up with, and the mama want to see him and her together, and she mad because her daughter went a totally opposite way.
Hey, by the way, Chris is going to be at the cabin too, so maybe don't invite your boyfriend Daniel, since you and Chris used to be such
right.
best friends.
We
don't, and then moms are in the back plotting together, kiki and going, girl, as soon as they're here, then we're going to see them. They're going to have fun. They're going to remember how
right.
they get. Oh, Tijuana. Oh, now the family's plotting out. Why'd you do this to me? You just blew my whole mind. Now I'm sweating again. Wow.
Yes, that's what I was thinking, me personally, because other than that, it's like, why wouldn't you want your spouse with you?
Right.
That's Christmas and New Year's.
And
who you gonna give your New Year's kiss to if your man not there?
Ooh. Oh, it might be the homie Chris from back in the day. Oh, Tijuana. Oh, you brought the right points. Honestly, this is all in theory. We're just going off of feel. This is the vibe that we get. I can't disagree with y'all, though. Tijuana answers it, says, no, not the jerk. Daniel, you good. Be mad, boo-boo. You don't know what the situation is. And Tijuana might even tell you to show up. Go up. Pull up.
Right. All my life. But I thank you for answering my call, and I love you and Allie.
We love
you. I listen
back
to y'all every morning going to work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It means the world to us. Appreciate it. Matter of fact, that answers that.